Marie and the doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy watsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wingwong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top who's it, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
Yes, our very own Daniel Radcliffe, but the bit where he had his clothes off in Equus, not the Harry Potter bit. It's Paul Verhoeven. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I've got the phrase cock forest stuck in my head now.
Oh, thank you very much.
You've got what stuck in your head?
I've got cock forest stuck in my head. It sounds like somewhere Harry Potter and Hagrid would get lost. Harry Potter and the cock forest. Anyway.
I've added to the... we were calling it the zeitgeist before, but I think it's more likely to be the shitegeist that I've added to.
I see what you did there, Lindsay.
Well, speaking of Harry Potter, it's on tonight. I'm seeing Harry Potter tonight. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a costume?
I don't have a costume.
What
no.
about a wand?
A wand if forest. I want, if by wand you mean a wand.
No, yes, he means a
just
wand.
Just a wand. Good, all right, cool. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, here's a... I haven't slept properly for about a week, but...
Are you really that excited about it?
Really that excited. Really, really excited. Because the films are actually very good from three onwards. Because the first two were directed by one of the dudes who was responsible for Home Alone. This is... Yeah. Seriously. Mm. So here's a handy hint for staying awake if you haven't slept due to excitement. Eat breakfast cereal at night. Before I do the graveyard shift, I have a bowl of the most sugary cereal I can find because it fools my body into thinking that it's Saturday morning, which is when I'm the most awake. Because the prospect of cartoons gets me all wired, and I'm like, hey, great, I'm awake. Now,
do you actually have any Harry Potter news, or do you just want to give us your diet tips for staying up?
Well, I pretty much just wanted to let you guys know. If you don't hear from me for a few days, it's because I've had a diabetic coma, basically.
Mm. Now, what about breast implants for Christmas? This looks exciting.
This is a bit of an odd one. So I'm going to read from the British newspaper article. Lindsay, you're going to love this. Chantal Marshall and four of her daughters have had 9 boob jobs between them, making them the British family to have the... breast surgery, bra none. They call the... Yeah, not good, is it? They call their home Silicon City, and for good reason. That makes the British family the most to have the breast surgery, bra none. Mm. Too many puns. I can't keep abreast of this situation. Okay. Yes. Basically, a family, a mother and 4 daughters, have had their breasts augmented with sizes ranging from 34DD... which is pretty big, to 32GG. And they've spent £50,000 on their breasts.
I'm guessing they call it GG because it makes your breasts as large as horses.
What?
Wow. Wow, Lindsay.
I don't get that.
No one does.
The GGs are the horses.
The problem is the medical community is actually very, very kind of confused about this because, I mean, it means a lot of work, but is it morally right to administer this much surgery? Because silicon's very heavy. If they're in a plane crash, they'd all drown, which is why when I get my breasts implanted, they're going to be made of cork, so I float. Now... psychology news now. Have any of you guys ever lost your wallet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
You have. Okay. Well, I mean, Robbie, you've lost it because you carry a sack with a dollar bill on it.
Only when I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah, I've lost mine before, but I've also found one and not returned it. Well, I did eventually.
I did eventually,
but I struggled because the person inside it, you know, I looked at the ID and I judged based solely on what was in the wallet, what they looked like.
Yeah.
But new research has come to bear which might actually help increase your chances of getting your wallet returned. It's all to do with psychology. Basically, this researcher in the UK a couple of weeks ago left about 100 wallets out in public and they measured the return rate based on what was in the little window pane.
Mm-hmm.
And basically 88% of the wallets with photos of babies in them got returned, which effectively means that if you have a photo of a baby in your wallet, it's going to get given back.
Wow. Yeah.
Or get you arrested.
What's far more reliable, though, is if you put a photo in the wallet of the baby belonging to the person stealing the wallet. That way, they'll return it because they don't want to create a paradox by not giving themselves their wallet.
Paul Verhoeven is in this morning. Nerds of a Feather is what we're doing. We've got some magic coming up for you before too long as well. Coming up next, we'll return and a new look for your house or garage door, apparently.
Sounds boring. It isn't.
One there from Blur. Didn't make it into the Hottest 100. unlike the Woohoo song, but Slow Down there from them.
Have you noticed on the back cover of that album, of their from their Leisure album, there's a photograph of Damon Albarn and the guys from Blur, and they're hanging out on in a field with lots of Frisian cows, the black and white cows behind them. Mm-hmm. And I actually think, we were speaking about Zeitgeist before, I think that was actually the zeitgeist of the time a little bit. There were, I don't know if you can cast your mind back, but there were lots of images from UK pop music around the early 90s involving cows. In Spiral Carpets and a bunch of others.
Yeah, Wonder Stuff.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Robbie and his facts.
Yeah, there you go. Paul Verhoeven is in this morning. We are talking Nerds of a Feather today, and we mentioned a new look for your house or garage door. Is this show veering into home improvements?
It won't be. Don't, you know how I go off topic.
Yes. It's true.
It's bound to go off topic. There's this German company called Style Your Garage, and they're introducing these photorealistic tarps to cover your garage doors. So instead of a closed door, passers-by will actually see like a panzer tank parked in your garage, or a giant crocodile that's actually eaten you. Or now, I've had a look at them, and they look very, very realistic from most angles. I don't have a garage, but the concept's wonderful, because some friends of mine in the States in the middle of winter did something similar. They got a key cut of their friend's car, and every night for 3 nights they'd actually move the car around the corner, and he was like, haha, very funny, because he knew they were doing it. But it was in the middle of winter, and generally speaking the car would be totally covered in snow. So one morning they moved it a couple of blocks away, and in the spot where he was used to walking to, made a snow replica of the car. So when he went to wipe the snow off the windscreen, his hand passed straight through.
Just kept
it.
On wiping.
Yeah, exactly.
That's now, commitment.
I guess it's kind of just a commitment to pranking people into seeing something that's not there. It's not an entirely foreign concept to me. When I was younger, I used to imagine every elevator was the mouth of some huge friendly bear, and he'd put us in his mouth and let us out on the floor. Where's the rest of the bear, I'd say? You're 25, Paul, there is no bear.
Next up, this is really close to my heart. Because I've always thought this was the case.
You love it.
You like swearing.
I love it. You know when you stub your toe and the first thing you do generally is swear and people tell you not to swear? Well, there's some experimental evidence to suggest that swearing makes pain less traumatic, but the mechanism by which it does this shit is unclear. The study, which was published in an actual neurological journal, suggests it measured how long college students could keep their hands immersed in cold water, like freezing cold water, and they could repeat an expletive of their choice or chant like a neutral word, and something like 70 or 80% found they can endure the pain about up to 40 seconds longer by swearing.
So this study actually went on to say that they think that maybe swear words have evolved because of this.
Maybe, because a swear word is kind of an outlet of pain. It's venting. This is permission to swear.
Yeah,
and you can't say dang nabbit or any of those old timey swear words.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really let loose, like douche nozzle, which is
cock forest
is good.
Okay, and SMSing on the go, things can go a little awry.
Yeah, well, you know, Robbie, I know you don't use SMS. I know you use Telegram to communicate.
Yeah, no, pigeons, actually.
I like to wrap a note around a trident and throw it at the person, because nothing says happy birthday like a trident through the neck. Texting while driving is a hazard, but you could swerve into oncoming traffic. But there's a hazard that most people don't know about. It's texting whilst walking. Case in point, a 15-year-old teenager, Alexa Longoria, learned last week that texting might be dangerous. She fell down a manhole. She was texting with a friend around 5 p.m. and
was Wile E. Coyote chasing her at the time?
Well, that's the thing. When you walk over a manhole, you have 3 or 4 seconds where you can run on the during which you should just go help.
You just had your breakfast cereal and you think it's time for Saturday morning.
I just know if it happened to me, because she fell down and into a sewer, right? If it happened to me, I'd be standing knee deep in poo, shin shattered, and I'd get on Twitter with my with my iPhone. Fell down manhole. Shin's probably broken. My shin, not the band. They're still alive, I assume. Lol. Yeah.
At James Mercer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul Verhoeven.
And
thank you very much, sir.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would come and save you. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.